Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Me and B are out west. Ashburn, VA. Commanders, mandatory camp starts today. And the big news that really shouldn't be a surprise is Terry McLaurin is not going to attend. Heard that in the update. A lot of people reported that. Nikki Javala of the Post among them. Not a surprise.
Nope.
Not fun either. Like, this is the point where he's missing something that's mandatory. It's not great news. Like, I'm not going to
miss anything mandatory last time.
Yep.
It gets done.
I am with you, B. It's funny. I was walking in with somebody that played the receiver position at a really high level in the league, and he's like, "Man, it sucks. This is what has to happen. Terry has leverage right now. They just brought Debo in. Now they're both going to have expiring contracts at the same time. Like, this is when you do this." Mm-hmm. It's not like anybody's happy about it.
Nope.
Now, they might – publicly, they're going to say no big deal, whatever. But, like, Terry's missing time with Jaden and Debo on the field. Like, it's not good news. I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think people need to freak out. But you got to be honest. And
they will.
Sure, but at this level, it's not great. It's – not the end of the world, but it's also not great.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that I'm not going to sit up here and worry about at this point right now. If we were locking up tonight or tomorrow in a football game and he wasn't signed, I'll be caring about it. This early in the season, knowing how he works, knowing how the connection he and Jaden had last year, I'm not concerned right now.
I'm with you. It's not great, but it's also not like the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
How much, if any, actual impact do you think it makes for Terry not to be out there with Tunsil, like presumably the full first team offense?
I don't think Tunsil has anything to do with Terry. I think the relationship with the receiver is with the quarterback, and they had a great relationship last year. So the quarterback, and then hell, Tunsil blocking isn't no better for Terry. Terry's still running the routes the same way he always ran routes. I know people will try to sit up here and make things into what they want them to be, but the tackle being there is to get more affiliated with the offensive line.
Sure, I just mean that everybody – I don't think it physically impacts the offense,
yeah.
Right? But just, you know, you've got everybody here now except one dude, presumably.
Yeah, but I think that even gets blown up. We know. Just like we've talked about when the people that fall asleep in meetings and other places, guys that are at certain standards get to be able to hold out and do stuff like that. Guys that don't have those standards better damn well not do something like that.
Sure.
And I think when you're in that position of power and you have leverage, you have to utilize it. Hell, the teams do it when they have leverage. You know, and I think we've seen players do this every year. This is not a new thing. That is why I don't get troubled by it, because – it happens all the time on multiple teams. It happens on this team. So I'm not concerned with it at this point. when we start getting ready for the games to be played, if something is not there, then you're concerned. But right now, not at all.
I'm
about as worried as I was worried about the Oilers last night.
I mean, that was a disaster. Yeah. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I saw a lot of it. And, you know, everything was legal. But I just – that game I was watching, I'm like, okay, this Panthers team is damn good.
Yeah, I mean, Edmonton last night, dude, they just, like, lost it. They were sloppy early,
when
a ton
McDavid
of penalties
in
early.
It was the second period that they hit it. And it wasn't illegal. He just lost his balance. He fell awkward, and he left out the game for some. But that team, when it's 5-on-5, it looks like they're playing the power play, the Panthers.
Last night it did, for sure.
Man, God.
I think, you know, the Terry situation, we saw this unfold 3 years ago when he signed a new deal. Mm-hmm. I hope people are able to maintain their cool. I'm not trying to pretend that this is a 0 out of 10. Now it's a 1.75 out of 10. Mm-hmm. If I know Terry pretty well, he'd like to be here. Mm-hmm. I think Jaden would love to have him here. I'm sure Cliff and Bobby Engram would love to have him here. Mm-hmm. But I think at the same time, people can walk and chew gum and understand that this is the business of football. And I hate to overuse that phrase,
true. I think every player understands that. You may be in that position later on. I think Cliff and Bobby, who have been in this league, understand that as well. Yeah, it's something that you have to – we discuss it, but I don't think it's nothing you need to blow out of proportion, because even the front office and the owners know if a guy is in the position that he's in now, the way he played last year, they're not going to training camp and all get nicked up, because guess what? All leverage goes then. So the last thing you remember is the 15 total touchdowns with the playoffs involved. That's what you remember. And I think guys are going to utilize that, and it's no different – than if Jamar Chase did it or anybody else. Same thing.
Yeah, I think the folks that start to freak out about stuff, and I think because of, like, the content era we live in, where, I mean, let's do a quick Terry McLaurin Google search, right? I imagine it's...
That'd be the first thing pop up.
It's Bleacher Report with, like, a list of stories, a list of teams he could be traded to. Mm-hmm. Actually, so far it all looks like just straight news. He's not coming. Sports Illustrated, here we go. Washington Commanders star missing minicamp sparks wild trade scenarios. Like, doesn't have to, and these trade scenarios are nothing but speculative. Like, mm-hmm. these are not real reports. Now, it's interesting if you want to talk about teams that could actually, like, make a run at this. But if you're Washington, you're the Commanders, mm-hmm. and they just brought in a veteran left tackle, a new veteran wide receiver. I'm not saying this is the Bengals, who have clearly gone all in to try to consider they're in a window right mm-hmm. now by paying both of those wideouts and stuff. But
well,
like
quarterback told him, you better do that.
Right. But yeah. Like Washington is here to win this year. You think this is about a third-round pick in the future? Like, this is just normal football business. This is just operation, man. Mm-hmm. And I think you should try not to get caught up in the inevitable content play. Could Terry be frustrated? Yes. But, like, this is also normal. This happened 3 years ago mm-hmm. when he got a contract extension.
Yep.
Terry might be frustrated that the deal's not done. Understandably. He wants a deal done.
Yeah.
He just got married. He probably wants financial security, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think this needs to become overblown. Perhaps it will be.
Well, I mean, some people are going to overblow it. I think the way it comes down to the way you handle it, because I think everyone understands what position he's in right now. People understand it, but you know what? They rather blow stuff out of proportion. That's what media is today. That's what, like, content game is not just the people that don't work in the media. Media is content game too. And they want to be more irrational when it comes to stuff like this. But hell, this is not, if it was something out the blue new, This has been going on since, hell, before I played and when I played. You know, those type of things has always happened. And it's a guy who, yes, he wants to be here. But you know what? Sometimes you got to just say, nah, I'm not going to go. I guarantee he's working out. He's ready to go. He's not sitting at home on his ass doing nothing.
I tend to agree with you, man. I think, would you like Terry to be running around in the offense with Debo on the field and Jaden throwing it to him and Ertz and everybody else? Yes. Like, nobody's acting like this is great. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to stress that I don't think people should flip
but see,
out. Like, the sky is not falling.
It's like fans and media act like the person who's involved does not have any rights or any feelings. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I want you out there running. Well, you know what? I will be out there running when things are done right in the other way. Then I can just go out there and worry about that and nothing else. And this is something that has happened for years, you know? So he has a right. And yes, do you like it? No. But guess what? I think that dude who's very professional, he hasn't become some other person because he's not here today. He's the same dude that everybody was loving last year. He hadn't been loving for the last 6-7 years. You know what I mean? But when you have to handle yours, you got to do the things that you have in your toolbox. You can't worry about what the other person talk about in their toolbox. He has the ability to do what he's doing right now in his toolbox. He has that clout. He has leverage in his toolbox. And he has to utilize it.
And, dude, this is also public, and the dollar figures are so significant that people get caught up in it. But, like, this kind of stuff happens. If a lawyer gets an offer from another law firm, he might leverage that with his current law firm to make partner or whatever. Like, yeah. It's business. And I don't think people should be overly alarmed. I personally still very much believe they get a deal done. I don't think Terry's going anywhere. I'm not buying into the trade rumors and discussions. I suppose you can't definitively close the door on that stuff. But what I go back to is Adam Peters, the general manager of the team, saying we want him to be a Commander for a long time. And with that on the record, for a dude that doesn't say much on the record about what could be a pending contract negotiation, I don't think it needs to be a huge deal. It's obviously, you know, he is now missing something that is mandatory that changes the conversation. However, I don't think it's all that significant. The exact same process unfolded 3 years ago when Terry was going into the last year of his rookie deal, wanted the new deal. I mean, dude, how many guys aren't at mini camps across the league, you think? I bet there are a number of significant names. People keep wanting to talk about Jalen Ramsey. I'm confident he's not at minicamp. Trey Hendrickson, not at minicamp with the Bengals. I think, what's my guy's name in Pittsburgh? The guy that broke the sack record. T.J. Watt, not at minicamp for the Steelers. Dude, D.K. Metcalf just got the new deal, just got traded to Pittsburgh, and he missed all the OTAs. Like, Hassan Reddick got an extension to go to Tampa.
But see, that's the thing, man. It's not. I mean, the players, everyone acts as if they have no rights whatsoever. And they shouldn't utilize what they have, but that's what everybody else in the world does. You know, that's when it comes down to the selfishness of everybody around this sport. We want them doing what we want them to do. But sometimes they got to do what they need to do to make sure things are how they need them to be. And they may not get exactly what they want, but you know what? They'll get more than what they were offered the first time. That's negotiation, baby. And, I mean, people got to get used to it, and then they're going to talk about it a lot. You know me? I care less.
I think I am past caring less. Like I said, I was at a 0 out of 10 about all the OTAs. Mm-hmm. I'll go to 1.75. That's as high as I'll go.
1.75. I know what you say, 1.75. I'm thinking about a big bottle of bourbon. A handle. That's the 1.75 I'm thinking about at this point.
I think.
Just thinking about it.
I mean, I think the structure of a deal is pretty simple. I think you just base it on what Metcalf did. We can open the phone lines up because I'm sure a ton of people have a lot to say on this. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Obviously, Terry McLaurin not at minicamp. It looks like might already have a call. I want to check in with the boys in the aquarium on this one. We'll start with Landfill. Landini, where do you land, man, on Terry not being here?
It's not great. It would obviously be better if he was there and they had a contract and everybody was happy. I don't like it.
Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like a 5.
Okay. Do you have real concern that it doesn't get done?
I think they're going to get done, but obviously I'd feel better about it getting done if they had already got it done.
That's reasonable. How about my man Jeffrey? Is Jeff worried?
I'm going to be worried until it's done because it's like you don't know what's going to happen. You know, I know he said he wanted to be a commander, wanted Terry to be a commander for a long time, but what if Terry don't like the deal that he's getting? And what if someone throws him more? That's just me, though. I worry about all possibilities all the time, but we need to get it done. I'll be calm when the news break. Terry McLaurin has signed so and so and so and so.
You got any words of wisdom for young Jeffrey?
Listen, bro. As we do this show on a daily basis, Jeff is an Ultra fan. Landfill is a fan. You're a media guy, and I'm a former player that's in the media. We all gonna think different every time something pops up. I look at it just like a player would look at it. Hell, I got to do what I got to do. I can care less what everybody else think about it, okay? Then the fan, in their selfish way, like they want everything done how they want it done immediately. Landfill has that thing of being sometimes like in the middle. Like, okay, I can understand both sides of it, you know? And then you are a fan who is a media guy who understands you got to let the fandom go sometimes and go at it from a media point. And if you listen to everything we discuss, it's always the same answers and stance if everybody on this show. And then if White Brian was in, I don't know if he is or not, he's a Giants fan, so he could care less. He's probably happy.
He probably wants it to go sideways.
You know, like my buddy Ben, he's a
damn. Is that the one that can't hit a driver?
He can't hit a driver, can't hit nothing. But he always concerned about this team because his team up the road is supposed to be in the Super Bowl every year. Keep getting their ass kicked every time they go in the playoffs. So he talks about our team instead of his team. So I expect the same stuff every time any topic pop up.
I'm looking at an ESPN story from this morning about key players that might not go to minicamp because it's minicamp season, right? Kirk Cousins, James Cook, Trey Hendrickson, Shamar Stewart, which makes no sense. It's a rookie deal. I don't know what the hell since he's doing there. Like, it's a rookie deal. They're slotted. They're all laid out before you. I do not understand what is going on there. Something about contract language.
Like, the language is what's key.
Yo, but you hear about that in the third round because there's a weird loophole with offsets. Mm-hmm. These first-round deals are pretty ironclad.
Still, like, you got to realize, teams that are cheap, they try to put stuff in there that's going to screw you in the end. And I think you got to make sure it's right so you don't get screwed. And that's what that's about right there. Like, the numbers are what they are. They're there. But if they put the wording in there probably, you may not see that money. You might get one of those national-type deals where you don't get all your money until 15, 20 years down the road.
Sure. I mean, my point in Micah Parsons is not expected to attend minicamp. Mm-hmm. Jalen Ramsey, who's a guy that people call into the show all the time and say to go get him, isn't attending minicamp as they're trying to work out a deal there. I want to open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. We're going to let you guys tell us how you feel about the Terry situation. Brian is a 0 out of 10. I'm a 1.75. I think this is a nothing burger that gets settled around the 4th of July. You know why I think that? Because history repeats itself. And last time we had this situation, Terry McLaurin signed a 3-year contract extension on July 6th. So I'm gonna lean on the people involved that I believe what they say in Terry and Adam Peters. You guys get your say next. Here's what I do know, though. When Terry signs this fat contract extension, mm-hmm. might want a new house, mm-hmm. might want a bigger house. He should call John Leahy.
Yep, Terry called John, just like Javier and Alma did. They wanted a new home, and they wanted something updated to help serve as a new beginning. But first, they need to sell their Silver Spring property in order to buy it. And while it was stressful, Dustin, a member of the John Leahy team with the Fine Living Group, showed them a strategy to execute both transactions, both at the same time, and it was hassle-free. Alma and Javier, their home ended up selling for top dollar, almost $20,000 over the asking price. And thanks to the Fine Living Group, that's what enabled them to buy something both newer and bigger. Looking for your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home so you can check out those details and more at our friend, johnsellsdmv.com. That's John without an H. John Leahy and the Fine Living Group will get it done for you. And John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. And if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Dude, it's an interesting time. I mean, you're talking about that family got $20,000 over asking by working with John. You think about right now, anybody that bought their house probably before COVID, you're sitting on a bunch of equity. That's just undeniable because COVID sent the housing market through the roof, right? But you still need an expert to get this thing done because houses right now are sitting longer and longer. Just drive around your neighborhood. You'll see that for sale sign where before that did not last very long. You need experts on your side. That's why you need to work with John Leahy and the Fine Living team. Call them today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Packing. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live. Commanders mini camp. We got 3 days of football scheduled. Won't be shocked if it's just two, but there's three scheduled. Yeah,
because the third day, the practice gets earlier and shorter.
I noticed that. Yeah.
And then the no players are going to be offered. You know why? Because they may be on the road or in the damn sky.
They might. Yeah. We'll see what happens Thursday. Actually, you and I won't. Are you working Thursday?
What's Thursday?
I'm off Thursday, Friday.
But what is Thursday?
The date?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm around here.
12th.
I'm around Thursday.
12th, I think.
I think I am.
Okay. Here is the situation. It is mandatory minicamp. These are no longer voluntary OTAs. Mm-hmm. This is mandatory minicamp, and Terry McLaurin will not be here. Brian and I have discussed this. Neither of us are particularly alarmed by this. This is consistent with how Terry handled his contract negotiations three seasons ago. This is consistent with how players of Terry's caliber negotiate contracts around the league. That said, I understand we're now in a mandatory session, and it does change how some people feel. Mm-hmm. We want to let folks weigh in. We're happy to talk through this. Let's start with our guy, Drew, on line four. Drew, where you at? 0 to 10 on the Terry McLaurin situation.
Hey, guys, look, I'm not that worried about Terry signing a deal. I've been a fan of his since he broke out in his first game against the Eagles and caught a big bomb from Case Keenum, I think. But I am there's only one thing that gives me a little bit of concern that's new from last time, and that's that he's been married. And I, you know, he's a young man. He's got a new bride that might be whispering in his ear, you know, hey, get what you can. You know, it's about the family. So that's my only concern is, you know, the dynamic of his wife playing into the negotiations. I know that shouldn't really matter, and I think everything's going to work out. But if I had to say where my concern is, that's different than last time.
Yeah, it's different, but I think it's the agent that's going to tell you what they can get and how the things should work, not the wife. And I know I've been through these situations, and I know people have gone through them, and I talked to a lot of guys. Of course your wife wants you to get the most you can, and of course you want to get the most. But the guy who understands it is the agent that you pay to go out there and do the things he's supposed to do. You know what I mean? So I don't know I don't think that's a big, big play right there.
I agree with you. I think because it'd be one thing if this was Terry's first contract negotiation mm-hmm. and he had just gotten – I really don't think getting married is a factor. But I hear you, Drew. It's a life change for a guy going through something. I think because it's a second contract negotiation, or I suppose it's a third. Like, you had a rookie deal, then an extension, now another extension. I think all parties are pretty eyes wide open going into this. There could certainly be some frustration. B, you and I are dudes. I mean, you had NFL contracts. Mm-hmm. Me, at this stage of my life, I'm under contract with multiple people. And
you too?
Dude, I mean, I had to deal with that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And there are moments where it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. Like, period.
Listen, man, it gets frustrating, but you also got to understand once you get to the other side, you can't live on what happened. That is why I've always said I couldn't negotiate my own deal because I probably couldn't forget if somebody said something negative and rude. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I'm going to remember it the rest of my life, and I'm going to treat you just how you came at me. So I have never done that. But I think in this situation here today, this is what goes on. This is like this is not like this is some brand new thing that's going on. You know, and I think we as Commanders fans, we act like what goes on here doesn't happen anywhere else.
Right.
You know, and I think we got to understand, we got to open our eyes a little bit wider and understand as our team gets better and we get better players, these things that we've been seeing on other teams will happen here too. That's all it is. At first, guess what? We had a lot of trash. That's why it never happened. So you're going to start seeing things happen, transpire like you see happen on other teams where you probably was like jumping for joy. Like, oh, it's happening to them, but it happens.
Let's go to our guy Devon in Rockville. D, where you at? You worried? Scale of 0 to 10.
0. I ain't worried about it. And it's not for the reasons as like you guys stated, you know, in one breath, you know, as D mentioned, you guys are super close to the team. So y'all see things and y'all often remind everybody that what? This is not the same team. They got a whole new, brand new people in there. So I heard you say JP, you only 1.75 on because of revisit history. But in one breath, we can't say that it's not the same and we got brand new people. But then in the next breath, say, I'm not worried because he got this happened last year. I mean, when he got paid and it happened in July. I just think that they already made it known that Terry is a household name here. So it's just the business part, like B-Miss said earlier. I'm pretty sure they've been in talks. They're just trying to get to a common ground number that don't break them and it won't disrespect Terry. But he's going to get, like, he's a Washingtonian Commander, he been through all regime, and they've made that known. Like, they wouldn't be posting him. He's on billboards and all this on their website if they didn't have no plan. You see how they started doing Jonathan Allen. Like, he wasn't the face. It was Deron Payne. So it's like, I'm not worried because it's going to get done. We got great people in the building. We got football-minded people in the building, and it's just business. And do he have to be there right now? Like you said, it's great if he is, but – man, when them pads come on in training camp and get to flying, that's when I'd be worried if it still ain't happened. But not right now. It's nothing to talk about. So this is all, like you said, I've been on Instagram. Anna Scheffler is just posting about everybody that's not there at their training camp. I mean, at their mandatory workout. So I'm not worried. Terry is going to be here for a very long time, as he should be.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call, Devon.
All right, brother.
Like, here's the dumb stuff, and I don't know where this, like, gets generated. Like, somebody just sent me a graphic with a picture of Adam Schefter and Jermaine Pratt, linebacker for the Bengals, and an alert says Commanders trading for Jermaine Pratt. He just got released. Nobody's trading for him. He's a free agent. Like, I think... I have never really gotten caught up in the bots and the AI and all that stuff out there. But I do think, like, with this kind of stuff, it's going to happen that much more frequently. That you got to really consider the information you're looking at, if it's real or not. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of this stuff is...
Bruh, you know how that stuff works, man. If somebody reads something, they don't even try to see if it's real. They read it, they want to... They've told 20 people before they find out it was a piece of crap. And guess what? If you told 20, it's another 2,000 people that knows it. And if 2,000 got it, then you got 20,000 that got it. And it's all over the place, and they have to believe it now. You know why? Because so many people is posting it on the internet. Come on, man.
Let's keep the calls going. Quentin is in Gaithersburg. What's up, Q? How you feeling?
Hey, how you doing, JP? B. Mitch, big fan here.
We're good, dude.
Thanks for taking my call. So I'm kind of torn, and I kind of have an unpopular opinion about Terry. I've been a fan since 98, since I was born, and Terry's great, don't get me wrong, but I've always had concerns about his hands as like a body catcher, things like that, and I'm like thinking, do I trust JD5 to make someone else a number one receiver? Like, yeah, Terry's been very productive, but go to LA, enjoy your family, new wife, enjoy the weather. We got dogs now. We got Noah Brown coming back. We got Debo. We got Gallup. I trust our wide receiver core. I trust AP. So I'm not too worried if the deal doesn't get done. However, I love Terry. He's a great culture guy. But I've always been skeptical of his hands and top dollar receiver. I just never saw Terry being that guy. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Thank you for the call.
That right there, that little topic right there, you know what that does?
Which one?
That little hand catching and body catching.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the damn thing is? Catch. However you got to catch it, you catch it. And he catches like 90% of the balls that come to him. Most receivers that are hand catchers don't. So I hear people say that all the time, and it makes no – I saw Jerry Rice catch a lot of body catches as well. And his dad used to throw bricks to him. He still uses body sometimes. You know what the body helps you do? Absorb hits. And you can hold on to it in tough situations. Terry was one of the top receivers in this league last year catching contested catches. You know what I'm saying? It's not about how you catch it. Just like you start playing golf. Somebody outdrive you. And they go, oh, I outdrove you. But then at the end of the round, at the end of the hole, you got a par. They got a double bogey. You go up there and try to catch with your hand. You get hit and you drop it. The other guy uses body to absorb it and absorb the hit and catch the ball, there's a damn reception on the stat sheet. That's what matters. Not how you catch it. You caught it. That's all that matters.
I think the top dollar conversation is always kind of astounding to me. Top dollar is only a result of timing. Like, one, top dollar right now is Ja'Marr Chase. Terry's not getting to 40 a year, mm-hmm. period. Justin Jefferson's at 35. Terry's not going to get to that either. Now, Terry should land somewhere between T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, right around 30. And frankly, that's just the market rate. Mm-hmm. So if you want to complain about what the market rate is, that you know what? I'm not here to be your NFL economist, right? Like, do what you need to do on that. But this is also, you got to think, this is about the future. This is then a contract extension we're talking about. So this will be money going on to next year. So say it lands at 32 mil next year. Mm-hmm. This is for 26. I feel like people don't realize that. This is for the following season. And they probably convert some of the money this year to guarantees, which actually helps their cap. But like in 26, when they get the deal done today or whatever, in July of 25, and then Terry's going to make 32 next year, you know what's going to happen? More dudes are going to become free agents, and that number's only going to go up.
Yeah.
Right now, Terry is about, so he counts for 26 mil in the cap this year. Right now, Terry is outside of the top 10 in receiver AAV, average per year. He's probably closer to 20 than he is to 10. I don't know. I'll just rattle it off. Chase, Jefferson, CD, DK, AJ Brown, St. Brown, Tyreek, Ayuk, Higgins, Waddle, DJ Moore, Devontae Smith, Nico Collins, Debo, Pittman, Terry. So I think that might be 21. The new deal, he will pop up into the top 10, maybe even into the top 5. And by the time that new deal kicks in next year, he'll be back down around 15.
Yes.
Like,
that's what, that's, and I think that's what the average fan does not understand. You're not negotiating for last year and the year before last and the year before that. You're negotiating for the years that are coming in front of you. You see what I'm saying? That is what's happening. It's not you're negotiating for the past. You're really negotiating for the future.
Totally. If you're on hold, stay there. We're taking your calls. It's B. Mitch and Finley live, Commanders minicamp, Ashburn, Virginia.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Baseball fans love the long ball, and FanDuel is giving you even more reason to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on moonshots, you can take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an oppo taco, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N, to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitchell Finley live in Ashburn, VA. Stream is up. Tay Bug says, good morning, chat family. Good morning, Tay. Let's get to these phones. I think the one thing we didn't, the last caller, and he was a listener, and we appreciate that, and he was a kind person. But when we said we got some dogs, we got Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup didn't play in the NFL last year.
Listen, bro. When a
Two years ago, when a guy says
Michael Gallup and Noah Brown are dogs, and he ignored like Terry was a dog as well.
I'm not looking to discount those guys.
I'm not discounting them, but you can't tell me they're better than Terry.
Let's go to our guy Russ in Charlestown. Russ, you worried about this?
No, zero, fellas. No, I'm just like, say what? What did he say when I had that last call? I'm like, come on, he catch the flu, Terry will. No. Yeah, zero worries, fellas. No, I think he deserves every cent he gets. In the next 2 or 3 years, he got the TV deals coming and teams making more money. And, I think he's fully deserving of it. And I'm like you, JP, he's such a professional. And the way he handles his business, there's no doubt in my mind that he's got all this contract stuff setting up. And this is his last – I mean, he's 30. So, listen, man, get what you can get. You just got married. Listen, you deserve everything. And how many – what would our record be last year without Terry McLaurin? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, he catches – I mean, he's awesome. So
He's a baller, man.
He's a baller, man. But, hey, great show, fellas. And B-Mitch, thanks for reaching out. To my question the other day. Appreciate you. And,
appreciate it, bro.
Y'all have a good day, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right, man. One of the best catches in Super Bowl history was not a hand catch. It was a helmet catch. Okay? So what you do, you use whatever you have to do to bring the damn ball in, right? I'm not letting that go. Don't ever call him with that dumb statement again. I don't want to hear that.
Let's go to Frank in Waldorf. Frank, you worried about the Terry situation?
No, I am not worried about the Terry situation, but maybe because I believe that Mr. McLaurin, he's actually overrated. I know he's a good character guy. He does, well for the city. But I believe that his numbers are inflated. And it's because of his teammates, the other receivers, the number two and number three receivers that he's been playing with for the last 2 years. He has speed. But he rarely has separation. Occasionally, yes, but he's covered. That's why he has a lot of contested catches. But he does a lot of bubble screens, wide receiver screens. I can understand, where, people around the league would think, more highly than what he actually is to me. And I'm a long-time Washington fan. But from Terry's point of view, yes, he should sit out because his value, he's a high commodity right now. So, I mean, if you can hold out and you can get, he can possibly get 35. But I believe as a GM, I would probably hold tight.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I would say a minority, but there are fans that don't think they should go to the top of the market here. I don't agree with that.
Maybe they should. Maybe not. But you say he's overrated because he has number two and number three receivers on his team. So that means everybody are going to try to cover him more than the other number two and number three receiver, right? And if he still put the numbers up like that, then that's not overrated, dude. If you had said he had another number one on the other side of him, maybe your point makes sense. But you just said he got average people playing with him, and he balls the hell out. And that means people are, since they so average, they are doubling him, and they're trying to take him out the game. They can't do it.
Well, I also think, I mean, depending on your outlook, like the best, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl, and they have two receivers making around $30 million each. Mm-hmm. And the Bengals just brought both of their guys back at those dollar figures. I certainly wouldn't say you can't pay Terry. Like, ideally, you have a ton of good players. There are the counter examples, right? Like what Tom Brady did with the Patriots for a long time. Generally, what Mahomes has done in Kansas City, Mahomes did have success with Tyreek, and then they traded him away. Brady, obviously Randy was there for that little period of time. That's actually when they didn't win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So, the model of have stud quarterback and just put a lot of pieces around him, not necessarily stars. I would also point out that, to me, the two best tight ends of all time, Gronk was with Brady and Kelce is with Mahomes. If that's your mindset of, like, Jaden's so good, just give him a bunch of stuff and he'll figure it out, I suppose that there's a working theory there, but I think that drove Aaron Rodgers absolutely nuts in Green Bay. Maybe he was nuts to begin with, but
yeah.
I mean, Peyton Manning with those Colts teams had two Hall of Fame wideouts.
Mm-hmm.
Not even to mention the slot machine and your boy Brandon Stokley. Like, mm-hmm. More talent to me is always good, not bad.
Yep.
I'm going to take one more just because I think Kurush was on hold a long time. Kurush, what do you got, man? You worried about Terry?
Really worried about Terry. I think a deal will get done sometime sooner rather than later. But I will say, though, I think if they do let Terry go or if Terry decides to leave somewhere else, I really do think that's the only negative I would give Adam Peters on, because you got to think about it this way. Terry was drafted to the Redskins, was it like 6 years ago or something, like 2019, right? 2019 mm-hmm. draft. Yeah. So this guy has been through hell with the ownership, had like a million different quarterbacks. Schemes were changing almost every season. I'm telling you, if you put Terry on a stable team, if he was drafted on a stable team in 2019, let's say like the Chiefs when they were getting like really popular, right? There's no question Terry would have been in conversation as a top five or even top 10 receiver. But because he was drafted in Washington with the whole situation that was going on, that's why people aren't giving Terry the credit I think he deserves. So I really do think that Terry will get a deal done sooner rather than later. But I do think if Terry leaves, it's going to really hit hard at the team, especially in the locker room, because he's a really, really good guy with the team, tough leader. And I really do think that they should get a deal done. If not, we'll see how it goes. But that's my opinion on it.
It's a good call. I think they will get a deal done. I'm going to say that louder for the people in the back. I think they will get a deal done. I understand this is, a tough situation for fans that are just so excited. But I think by the time we get to week one and the Giants are coming to town, this will be long forgotten. Our guy Barstool Nate joins the program next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.